Welcome back. You're with the News at One, and with me, our economics correspondent Robert Short, to discuss the latest statistical yearbook from the Central Statistics Office. And it's actually remarkable the kind of pictures you can paint by numbers of Ireland and the way it's working. What stands out for you this year, Robert?
It's amazing, Anya. You know, it's a cornucopia of numbers. I mean, there's hardly an aspect of life in Ireland that it doesn't touch. And it goes everything from the economy to babies' names. A lot of this stuff, you know, you will have heard being released over the course of the year, but this is where it's all collated together. And I have to say, they do a fantastic job in terms of the interactive material that they have online now on the CSO.ie website, where you can basically put a cursor over the map and find out what's going on in your own county, what languages are spoken there, how you get to work, whether or not what the percentage of people who are married, single, or whatever it happens to be. All of the information is there for you.
Okay, so is it true that Dublin is a city of singletons?
Well, if you look at it from that perspective, yes, 60% of people are single, according to the CSO in Dublin City. And that compares, I suppose, to a national average of about 52%. I suppose really what's going on here is we've got to remember we've a very young population. And what happens when people leave school, they go to college, they might want to head to Dublin or Cork or one of the big cities for a few years. So there's probably a lot of young, single, hip-hop happening people in Dublin City enjoying
city
life.
And a quarter of them walking to work.
That's right, which that really stood out for me. So, I mean, that compares to, you know, national average, you're talking more 10 to 15% because most people still commute by their cars. But for those living in the city, it's 26%. So, I mean, that's really quite significant. They don't have a number there now. I know they do separately have numbers separately for the numbers who are cycling. But, I mean, that really stood out for me. And it shows, I suppose, okay, if you like, one of the benefits of city living.
Okay, give me a quick fact about somewhere in the rest of the country. Say the most common name for baby boys and girls in Donegal.
Well, there you go. Donegal, Connor for boys and Grace for girls. Compare that to Wexford, James and Amelia.
Ah, oh, they're all lovely names. Thank you very much indeed. More from Robert on that.